Hi, everyone. This is Sarah Gonzalez from NPR's Planet Money podcast in for Tanzina Vega today. The president of Finland visited the White House earlier this month and had some kind words for President Trump.
Mr. President, you have here a great democracy. Keep it going on.
As it turns out, though, not every American agrees with the president of Finland that America is a great democracy. Recent studies show that trust of the U.S. government is near a historic low. According to Pew surveys from 2018 and 2019, only 17% of Americans say they can trust the federal government in Washington to do what is right. And 4 out of 10 people believe democracy in this country is not working well. Joining me now to talk about what all this means is the co-host of WNYC's On the Media, Bob Garfield. He is one of the people behind a new project called Purple for Democracy, which aims to establish what it calls a new standard of civic participation through education and awareness. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sarah.
So tell us a little bit about the demographics of the people who distrust the government and say democracy isn't working versus the people who say the opposite.
Yeah, the bad news is it cuts across all demographics. This is not isolated. The even worse news is that it is more pronounced among Gen Z and millennials, where when asked to consider whether authoritarianism or army rule is on the table for a form of government, 29% said, yeah, that's on the table.
So what's contributing to this?
You know, Trumpism and the current highly fraught politics, polarization is obviously corrosive. But there's also the fact that Americans, by and large, don't know much about how their government is built, how it's designed, what the framers had in mind, and how it works today. This is because, first of all, civics education in schools is all but gone. It's been squeezed out of the curriculum by STEM and standardized testing. And, you know, Americans don't even know that there are three branches of government and what their roles are. So the fact that they don't know how it's supposed to work certainly doesn't help. Fragmentation of the media, who used to be kind of arbiters and in some ways even cheerleaders for, you know, the core values of American democracy, well, that has been hyper-fragmented into a zillion little bits. That is mediated by Facebook, which traps people in filter bubbles, just feeding them more and more and more of content that serves their own worldview and validates them, but doesn't give them actually the straight dope on anything.
And I imagine misinformation on social media is also probably contributing to this?
Misinformation, disinformation, propaganda, conspiracy theories, just outright lies, some from our leaders in Washington.
Fun.
It's all part of the package, but this is not about contemporaneous politics. It is about broad public distrust and disfavor with our very way of life. And, you know, we got to do something about that.
Well, there's always been some mistrust of government in the United States. So what's different about what the numbers we're seeing today?
Well, in the 60s, in the heart of the civil rights movement and the Vietnam War, when there were people on the streets protesting the government, the surveys still showed overwhelmingly, like in the 70% range, that the public believed they could trust the government to do what's right. Now, I think they were naive, but nonetheless, they had faith that at least the government's motives were good. And now those numbers are in the 20s. It has been a precipitous fall. And I think for the convergence of those reasons we discussed.
And there might be a positive sign here. According to a Pew survey from 2018, 84% of Americans believe that the democratic ideal of protection of rights and freedom is important. So is that statistic a positive thing, despite the overall feeling among Americans that democracy isn't working?
Yeah, and I hope it's true. We do know there are things that people think they're supposed to say and not say in surveys. So it's hard to evaluate. It's actually also hard to evaluate the stats that I gave you from at the beginning. Those numbers are alarming. Do they really represent exactly the zeitgeist? We don't know, but they're certainly a concern. And if we believe the trajectory, it suggests that people are willing to throw out the democracy baby with the political chaos bathwater in. And we cannot let that happen.
Right, because people talk about loving their freedom, but maybe they don't know what is enabling that freedom.
Right. And, you know, we often talk about our military, you know, across the ocean defending our freedoms. But if you say, well, what freedoms exactly, then you sometimes draw a blank. And, you know, people are woefully unaware of what the Bill of Rights even means. You know, it's only, you know, about 400 words. It's way shorter than Bye Bye American Pie. but nobody's ever read it.
And Bob, what steps do you think need to be made in order to start building trust in government and democracy?
Well, you know, there are about 100 different NGOs, 501c3 nonprofits, who have been working this territory literally for decades, and they have done remarkable work. They have great research, and they have great content, and certainly great motives. And among them, for 50 years, they failed. And they failed. I can prove it because look at these data points, right? And I think, or we think at Purple, that it's because they are so under the radar. There's no visibility. They've gotten no traction. They're not part of the national conversation. So we think that step number one is to make people aware of our democracy, to begin to sort of re-cherish our freedoms. Not to whitewash the sins and failures of American society, but to understand precisely why a democratic system is way better than most everything else out there, including army rule. I mean, you know, as journalists, we're not supposed to draw conclusions, but I'm pretty sure that this is a better society than North Korea, right? So awareness, a little bit of, what we call mindful patriotism. And we want to encourage participation because ultimately we believe that the ultimate safeguard against the dissolution of democratic ideas is participation. That's what bolsters the democracy, not the Congress, but us.
Bob Garfield is the co-host of On the Media and one of the people behind a new project called Purple for Democracy, which aims to establish a new standard of civic participation through education and awareness. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Sarah, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.